Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Shabbos Daf Kuf Dalet. The Gemara has been discussing the halachas, the different dinim of the malacha of Kaisev, and way back on Daf Ayin Hey, Amud Beis, the Gemara brought the following memra. Amar Reb Shimon ben Kisma, Amar Reb Shimon ben Levi. Hatzar Tzura b'kli b'manapeach b'kli z'chuchis, chayiv mishom makeh b'patish. Someone who forms a tzura in a kli, or he blows and creates a kli z'chuchis, he's chayiv for makeh b'patish. And the stipler in Simon Mem is medayik from the Gemara, it's mashma, that someone who's tzar a tzura, someone who forms any type of tzura in a keli, is not chayiv, not for teveya, not for kaisiv, only for makeh b'patish. And the question the stipler wants to know is, why is it? Why when someone is making this form, why is there no teveya? And he says, teveya, I can understand, there's no teveya, because he only did chakika. He only did an engraving in the guf of the keli. He made a tzura, but he didn't have any tzviya. There was no coloring that was going on in this project. But he says, so why aren't you chayiv for kaisiv? Chakika also is called a ksiva. And he brings a Gemara in Gittin that discusses chaki reichos, where a person creates letters by carving or by chiseling something from the outside. And Shabbos, he says, even chateches, where you create the letters from the inside. The point is that it's possible to be chayiv for kaisiv, even if you don't take a pen and write on a piece of paper with a pen. So he wants to know why, when someone is tzara tzura b'kli, why you're not chayiv mishum kaisiv. And he says, possibly, and this is a fascinating chilek between Tzeveya and Kaisev, he says as follows. He says, Tzeveya, really every Tzeveya, if you think about it, why shouldn't every Tzeveya be chayiv for Kaisev? And why shouldn't every Kaisev also be chayiv mishum Tzeveya? And he says, there's really a fundamental difference between Tzviya and Ksiva. Tzviya is something that the eye takes pleasure and enjoys, has anah from the mara, from the picture. Ksiva, the person is benefiting from the yediyah, from the message in the ksav. And he says the litmus test is, if Reuven sees something written down on a piece of paper, and he reads it, and Shimon is listening, Shimon has the same benefit from the ksav that's written that Reuven had, because he hears what Reuven's saying over. However, a picture, that's a beautiful picture, if Reuven sees the picture and tells Shimon, look at that picture that I just saw, Shimon's not going to have the same hana, the same enjoyment, the same pleasure as Reuven has. So he says, therefore, when someone creates a form, it's tzar tzura, he's only chayiv for makeh b'patish. There's no ksiva, and there's no tzviya. But he says, he doesn't think that could be true, because there's a Rambam that says that roisham, which I think it means someone who makes different types of impressions in a wall. For the lashon of the Rambam, it seems that way. The Rambam says that roisham is a toldo of kaisev. Ketzad, ha roisham rishamim v'tzuris b'kaisel, chayetzabai. He says, the way that tzayarim are roishmim, is chayiv, the Rambam says, mishum kaisev. So you see that it's possible that even when someone's making a form, it can be chayiv for kaisev. It doesn't have to be specifically that it's written word on the paper. So why again? Why is tzar tzura b'kli only chayiv for makeh b'patish? And he says that the Merkavas HaMishnah asks this question, and he wants to say an answer, but the stipler wants to suggest another chilek between kaisev and tzeveya, which perhaps can answer this question. He says, tzviya is asiyas tikun b'davar hanitzpa. He says, what's tzviya? Tzviya means that I'm making something, and whatever I'm doing, whatever I'm drawing, is a tikkun to what I'm drawing it on, whether it's a picture on a paper, whether it's a picture on a wall, as long as it's being mishabeach, being miyape, what you're making, that's tzviya. However, ksiva is the opposite. Ksiva, the thing that you're writing on, is serving as just a base for the osius that you want to write. And the main thing is the osius. That's what you want. If a person could possibly figure out how to have osius parchas ba'avir to give over his message, he wouldn't need the paper that he's using to write on. As long as he could have the osius in a way that he could give over the message, that's enough. That serves his purposes. And he says, therefore, by tzar tzura, you could have the following chilek. If the tachlis and the kavana is to be miyape, to beautify the place that's going to be holding this tzura, that's tzeveya. And he says, the stam of the milsa is, someone who's tzar tzura b'kli, the kavana is, the mishabeach, mashpiach, to beautify and to upgrade the kli and to make it a better kli. And therefore it has no shaykhis to ksiva. But when the Rambam says that tzar tzura b'kaisel is a tolda of kaisiv, over there the ikra kavana is that there should be a beautiful tzura, And behechrich, I need a place for that tzura. So there the wool acts as paper. And the kavanah is not to make the wool a nicer wool. The kaisel, he says, is being mishamish as an emtsoi for tikkun tzura. Just like the piece of paper is just being used as an emtsoi to give over the message. If I could have the letters flying in the air, that's even better. Over here too, if I could have this beautiful tzura not on a wall, then I'm fine with that also. The wall is just a hechatimtza for me to be able to present this tzura, and therefore, the malacha is going to be the malacha of Kaisev. Have a wonderful day.